Well, the fourth of bridge service is catching on. The three partners, Jane, Marge, and Mr. Jackson, are renting out bridge players to make up a fourth of bridge. Among the players they rent out is Michael DeVere, who, unknown to the partners, is a card shark. This episode is an alternating scene between the bridge office and the office of a Better Business Bureau. But first to the bridge office, where Jane studies the ledger of the first week's date. Listen.
Oh, I can't make heads or shoulders of this. I can't even read my own writing in it. Mr. Jackson, will you come here a minute? I don't know why I have to sit here and rest my brain trying to figure out how we...
Call me, Mrs. Reed.
No, I called you, Mr. Jackson. Will you come here a minute, please? I want you to help me with this bookkeeping here.
Oh, bookkeeping, of course. Bookkeeping? I'm not good at those bookkeeping.
Well, Mark called up and said you'd be right over, and we have to go over the books and see how we stand for the first week. All three of us, he said.
But your bookkeeping is not my department, Mrs. Ace. I take no part of the fees you collect. My only interest is in the winnings of our bridge players.
I know, but just as thank you, says he wants you to be here. Now, look, sit over here, Mr. Jackson. I want you to see if you can figure this out with me.
Well, I'm afraid I shan't be of much assistance. Never did have a head for figures. However, I'll do what I can.
Well, see if this looks right to you. Look, here's what we took in the first week. $156.
$156, quite.
Yeah, see? I've got them all written down by day. Nothing the first day, $8 the second day, then $21, then $27, and so-so and so-so for 7 days.
Quite, 7 days.
Yes. Now, that's what we took in. That's income. See, I wrote income there.
Quite, that's income.
Now, over here, I wrote what we spent. That's outcome.
Quite, that's outcome. I beg your pardon.
Outcome, what we pay out.
Outcome?
Yes.
It's outgrow, Mrs. Ace.
Outgrow?
Well, of course.
Then this over here should be ingrow?
Yes, of course, because on the one hand, no, Mrs. Ace, that's income just as you have it.
But you said that too should be outgrow.
Of course, because it's money that goes out. On the other hand, it's money that comes in is listed as income.
Well, I
the words themselves ascribe their own meaning.
But I
the money you take in is income, and the money you pay out is outgrow. Even I have no head for sort of figures at all to grasp that. The money comes in, and the money goes out.
But you go on forever.
Yes, I go. Mrs. Ace, did you or did you not ask me to help you?
Yes, but what I'm trying to say is that I always thought that the money you take in is income because it comes in. But when you pay it out, it's outcome because it comes out.
Because it comes out,
yes. And now when you find out how much you took in, like the end of the first week, for instance, you subtract what you paid out, and that's what you make. That's the profit. The money you make is a profit, isn't it?
Of course the money you make is a profit.
And the money you don't make is the loss.
Yes, the money you don't make is... Mustn't please my temper.
What?
Mrs. Ace, do you have to keep those books?
Yes, Marge wants me to. I didn't want to. It was her idea. I've got enough to do answering phones and taking orders for the bridge players. I told her that. I said, why do I have to write it in a book? Why can't I just keep it on a piece of paper? And she said I might lose the paper. Well, I said I'll keep it in my mind because I won't lose my mind, will I?
No, you won't lose your mind, but it's for me.
Oh, here's Marge now. Hello, Marge.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Miss Jackson.
Sure.
You don't sound very serious. What's the trouble?
Miss Hale, do I have to get a part into this bookkeeping system Mrs. Ace has installed in this office?
Well, what's the matter with him? Am I the only one that has to work my head to the bone trying to figure out how we stand?
Well, just a second, Jen. Keep your shirt on.
Oh, is that going again?
Mrs. Jackson, what's the trouble?
Outcome, bingo. Profit is the money we make and loss is the money we don't.
I was just trying to explain to him how you wanted the bookkeeping kept.
Oh, I see.
And I can't be a party to it. My department consists of keeping my bridge players in fine kettles so they can keep winning the bridge games. I can't be a party to this bookkeeping.
Oh, you're right. You don't share in the fees. You only make what your players win.
Quite. And I'd like that distinctly understood by all parties concerned.
Oh, you didn't mean, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you.
By the way, Mr. Jackson, how did you make out at the end of our first week in business? Or if that's too personal, don't answer it.
Oh, really? That's all okay.
I just want to feel that you're doing as well as we are. Did your players win or lose at the end of the first week?
Oh, they did quite well. Rather. Only two of the chaps lost, and their losses amounted to very little. $1.50 one night and $2 another. The others all won, I'm happy to report. Our total winnings for the week amounted to the staggering sum of $450 and some odd shillings. And where do you might whistle, old girl?
You mean they won $450?
Oh, that's quite a business, Mr. Jackson. You speak very highly of your ability to pick big players, for one thing. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I must admit that a good deal of the credit is to be shared with our Mr. Devere.
Oh, Michael, what did he do?
He won in five nights' play close to $200 by himself.
$200?
Of course, darling, you don't think I'm talking sense to you.
Well, no, it doesn't sound like it.
I am talking to... Mrs. Ace, will you please stop upsetting me?
Well, what did I do? I only asked
you. Yes, I know, dear. Well, our Mr. DeVos must be an excellent good player.
Yes, the combination of good big judgment and good cards. The chap is extraordinarily fortunate in holding more aces and kings than any man I've ever encountered.
Well, he must be lucky to win that much money. How much is he playing for?
Well, you see, I sold him for the highest rate game. It's mostly half-cent points. Last night, he managed to win $64 at half-cent points.
Well, he must have held every big card in the deck.
Of course, and he admits it. He told me, when he came in last night with his winnings, that he had been unusually lucky and had to last even one letter all evening.
I'm Mr. Norris. Here's my card. I'm in the used car business here in town. Just here for the past 12 years.
Have a chair, Mr. Norris.
Thank you.
Well, what can I do for you?
Are you the head of this Better Business Bureau?
Yes. Well, I'm in charge here, yes.
Well, then you're the man I want to talk to. Have you seen Mr. Curtis been running the papers here in town?
Well, what have we here? Court of Bridge Service.
That's it. If that isn't a racket, I never saw one.
A racket?
Now, how do you mean a racket? A plain, unadulterated racket. The idea, according to this ad, is call up and rent a bridge player.
Rent a bridge player?
That's it. That's what I did last night.
But why would you want to rent a bridge player?
Why? Because we needed a fourth to make up a game.
Oh, I see.
We arranged the game at my house, my brother-in-law, and a customer who had come out of town, and me. Well, we're expecting a fellow named Jim Scott. Well, Jim calls up and says his wife is having one of her nervous spells and he can't stay home alone. Well, we brought him over to his house. Well, I found out from the way he hemmed and hawed that the fellow had a fat at some time, and well, we were stuck for a player. Well, it was kind of late, and I tried to call several people I know, but no soap. They were either going to withdraw or have dates or something. Well, there we were, stuck. And then I remembered seeing this ad in the paper this morning. So I says, I'll give it a try. And I called up, and they sent out this player. Well, we closed till 12 o'clock, 3 hours. How much do you think he won in 3 hours at half a cent a point?
Do you play this?
Yes, I do. Well, how much do you think he won?
I don't know. How much?
Have a guess. What do you think he could have won at half a cent a point?
I'd say about, well, if he was having good luck all evening, I'd say $20 or $30.
Yeah? Well, he won $64.
$64.
Now, I don't blame you for whistling. And now I'm whistling for some action.
Action? What kind of action?
What kind of action? Why, man alive, can't you see this is a racket? Probably use more cards. Don't you investigate these businesses to see if they're on the level?
Well, that's not exactly in our line, but I suppose if you think the fish man they sent out was crooked,
thank you, was. I'll bet my bottom dollar he was. And he seemed like such a nice fellow, too.
God, but he
might go on handsome. And it's off, but got me off my guard.
Well, of course, if there's anything underhanded going on, there's something not strictly in keeping with good business.
What's a good service?
Novel idea for a business, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought when I read the ad.
I said to myself,
what will they think of that?
Never thinking I'd ever be calling for a good player myself, and that very same evening.
Wait a minute, Mr. Norris. I've got an idea. Do you know the name of the man who came out to play at your house?
Yes, Devere.
Good. Now, here's what you do. Call up again.
Yeah?
Call up the service again. Tell them to send out a player again. Say you want to get even. You get some of your losses from last night. Now, don't be sore about it. Just in a nice, sportsman-like manner. You see?
Yes,
well, if you'll be kind enough to invite me to sit in a 15 of yours tonight.
Oh, I see. Sure you can.
That's the idea.
Can I use the phone?
Why, of course. I'll get the number for you. What is that number?
Here it is. 4040.
Yes, Mr. Stevens?
That's a swell idea.
All right, if I can get that same man out here.
That's it. And make it very friendly.
I'll get you.
4040.
Hello? I'd like to rent one of your six players for the night. My name is Norris, 1430 Oak Street.
Yes, sir. Norris, you say his name?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the address again?
1430 Oak Street.
1430
Yes, ma'am. I'm the man that told you. You see, I lost last night, and I thought I'd take a chance and try to get even tonight. And if it's possible, I'd sure like to get the same man who came out last night.
Which kind of hurts my pride, maybe. I'm getting
hurt. Exactly. You're trying to get the same man. I think it was Mike DeVere. If you hold the phone just a minute, I'll look it up in my book and make sure and see who it was. Will you hold the phone just a minute, please?
Yes, ma'am. I'll hold it.
Well, what is it, James? It's another Oedipal player. The same man called yesterday, and he laughed last night. He wants to get even. Mr. North is his name.
Morris? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Morris. Well, he's reporting off for $64.
He is? Well, then it was Michael. He wants us to send Michael again tonight. Is it all right?
Yes, of course. The customer's always right.
Right you are, Miss Harris. The gentleman is a glutton for punishment. There's nothing you can do about it.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, that is Mr. DeVere. We'll be glad to see him again tonight.
Oh, thank you. About 8 o'clock, then?
All right. Sorry to hear you lost last night, Mr. Norris. I hope you have better luck tonight.
Don't worry. I think I will have.
Well, you certainly sound like a confidence man.
What was that?
I mean, the way you're so sure you'll have better luck tonight. I hope you have, Mr. Norris.
I hope so. Just you have that young man there, that's all.
Oh, I will. I'll mark his card right now.
What was that?
I said I'll mark his card. Well, goodbye, Mr. Norris.
Well, James certainly treading on dangerous down there. And it looks as if the three partners are in for some trouble. We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.